بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن أبي سعيد رافع بن المعلى رضي الله عنه قال: قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا أعلمك أعظم سورة في القرآن قبل أن تخرج من المسجد؟ فأخذ بيدي، فلما أردنا أن نخرج قلت: يا رسول الله، إنك قلت لو علمنك أعظم سورة في القرآن. قال: الحمد لله رب العالمين، هي السبع المثاني والقرآن العظيم الذي أوتيته. رواه البخاري. This hadith with regards to the special virtues which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to as the most auspicious surah in the Quran, Surah Fatiha. We have been discussing quite at length. Just to complete the discussion, to recap, Abu Sa'id Rafi ibn al-Mu'alla radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, should I not teach you the most auspicious surah in the Quran? Before you leave the masjid, he caught hold of my hand, and when we had intended to leave, I said, O Nabi of Allah, you had promised me, or you had mentioned that you would teach me the most auspicious surah in the Quran. To this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Hiya Sab'ul Mathani, these are the seven oft repeated verses, Wal Qur'anul Azeem, and this is Qur'an Azeem, which I was given. Yesterday we touched on the riwayat of that sahabi who is known as Hibrul Ummah, or Tarjumanul Qur'an, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahle Bayt Ali Rasul, Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. He mentions that Baina Jibreel qa'idun inda al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when Jibreel was sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sami'a nafidham min fawqihi, all of a sudden a loud sound was heard coming from above. فَرَفَعَ إِلَيْهِ, so naturally when a sound is coming from above, you will look at the source of the sound. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked up and he asked Jibreel that what is the sound. So Jibreel responded and said, هَذَا بَابٌ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فُتِحَ الْيَوْمِ, a door from the heavens has been opened today. لَمْ يُفْتَحْ قَطُّ إِلَّا الْيَوْمِ, before today this door had never been opened. This is the first time that this door is being opened. فَنَزَلَ مِنْهُ مَلَكُ, an angel descended. To this again Jibreel said, هَذَا مَلَكٌ نَزَى إِلَى الْأَرْضِ, that an angel has come to the earth. لَمْ يُنْزَلْ قَطُّ إِلَّا الْيَوْمِ, before today this angel had never come. The angel presented itself before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَسَلَّمْ, and made salam to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From this hadith we can see the unique form in which the revelation of Surah Fatiha occurred. From this we can also understand the great value which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attached to Surah Fatiha. Is named Surah Fatiha. In other words, the opening verses or the opening. Fatiha, Fataha means to open or to introduce. So Allah Ta'ala chose that the Quran be opened with Surah Fatiha. Now if you look at chronological sequence of revelation, the first five verses of Surah Alaq came down, first five verses, in Ghari Hira, in the cave of Hira. This was the first revelation. Yet the Quran doesn't start with this. And we find that according to the Muhaddithin or the Mufassirin, thereafter Noon wal Qalam was revealed. Thereafter Ya Ayyuhal Muzammil, Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir. And if you look at sequence of revelation, this was the fifth revelation that took place upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet it is muqaddam, in other words, it is given preference over the rest of the Quran, in that Quran starts with Surah Fatiha, whereas it wasn't the first revelation. Mufassirin have mentioned many, many wujuhat or many, many bases for this. Amongst them is the fact that one of the names, as we touched upon previously, that Surah Fatiha, up to 50 names have been mentioned for Surah Fatiha. Amongst them, two of them are found in this hadith, Sab'ul Mathani and Qur'anul Azim. Like that, likewise, Surah Fatiha is the name Suratul Shifa or Suratul Ruqya. The reasoning for that we just touched upon yesterday. Likewise, one of the names of Surah Fatiha, Suratul Kifaya. In other words, it is kafi, nothing replaces Surah Fatiha. Likewise, another name that is given to it is Suratul Wafiya. In other words, comprehensive and complete. So Sufyan bin Uyayna, rahimahullah, in mentioning the wisdom behind this name, he says nothing can split Surah Fatiha. Allama Suyuti, rahimahullah, mentions, لِأَنَّهَا جَمَعَتْ لِلَّهِ مَا لِلَّهِ وَبَيْنَ مَا لِلْعَبْدِ. Because in it, comprehensively, it mentions whatever is the right of Allah and whatever is the right of the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, another name, Suratul Kanz. In other words, the surah of treasures. And we see, just to complete this incident of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, the reasoning for this name, Suratul Kanz. But before I come to that, the name Wafiya or Kafiya, that it is sufficient, it is comprehensive. This is one of the reasons that Mufassirin give why Surah Fatiha, the Quran, begins with it. Because sometimes, normally we see in our text also, that you have an introduction. Something is introduced and thereafter the explanation of it. The whole message of the Quran has been condensed in Surah Fatiha. So by way of brief introduction, Surah Fatiha, the Quran starts with that, and thereafter the rest of the Quran in fact is an elaboration of what is contained in Surah Fatiha. Nevertheless, this angel presented itself to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fasallam, and made salam, and then said, abshir bi nurain, abshir bi nurain utitahuma, lam yu'tahuma nabiyun qabluk. I have come to give you glad tidings of two nur, two lights, which you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, specially was given. No Nabi before you, in other words, no Nabi and no Ummat before you were blessed with these two lights which I have come to present to you. What are the two lights? This angel went on, Fatihatul Kitab. Fatihatul Kitab, in other words, Surah Fatiha. And the second light, Khawatimu Suratil Baqarah, the closing verses of Surah Baqarah. Both of these are what we refer to as kanz, a great treasure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this particular hadith, with regards to how prominent and how great a favor and blessing this represents from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told that I am giving you two lights. No one, no Nabi before you, no Ummat before you received these two lights. And then, لَن تَقْرَأْ بِحَرْفٍ مِّنْهُمَا إِلَّا أُعْطِيتَهُ. No one from your Ummat will recite any letter. No one from your Ummat will recite any letter of Surah Fatiha and Khawatim Surah Al-Baqarah except that Allah will grant them. Allah will grant them. In other words, it will be given to them. What will be given to them? The reward of it. The blessings of it. The benefit of it. In other words, read Surah Fatiha with yaqeen and with conviction. Read the closing verses of Surah Baqarah with conviction. And without a doubt, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, you will be given its benefit. You will get its reward. You will get its blessing. And if you look in Surah Fatiha, what is Surah Fatiha? Surah Fatiha is also Surah, one of the names that is given to Surah Fatiha, Surah Ta'limil Mas'ala. The name Ta'limul Mas'ala. What is Ta'limul Mas'ala? We are being taught how to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Fatiha, on the one hand, is the answer to every malady, every difficulty, every hardship that we face, every challenge we face. If you read Surah Fatiha with yaqeen and with conviction, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, you will be given its reward. You will be given its blessing. And in it we are taught how to ask Allah. Ulama mentioned, when it comes to asking, the first thing, when you raise your hands or you turn to anyone or you ask from anyone, you have to have the conviction that that person or that being to whom you are turning can fulfill whatever your need is. So in other words, have conviction in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the approach, you will praise that person or that being. After praising, you will show your ajizi, your inkisari, your weakness, your dependence. You are in need, that is why you have come to that being to ask. And then you will present your need. So we see all this in Surah Fatiha. Alhamdulillah, all praise. This is Alif Lam Istighraqi. All praise, all sifat and attributes of uluhiyat, of greatness, of majesty, of auspiciousness, belongs only to Allah. Lillah. Only to Allah. Affirm the oneness of Allah. Who is Allah? Rabbil Alameen. Allah is a Rabb. Allah is a Rabb. Creator, sustainer, nourisher, provider of every alam. Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahim, the benevolent, the kind, the merciful, the compassionate. Maliki Yawmiddin, Allah's haybat, Allah's jalal, Allah's azmat. Allah is the owner of the day of Qiyamah. Allah is the one to whom everyone has to return. We have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and account for every moment of our lives. So Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness, Maliki Yawmiddin. And then, Iyaka Na'bud, your inkisari. Your weakness, your ajizi, your dependence. Only you I worship. I have nothing. You have everything. I turn only to you. I place myself before you. Then, wa iyyaka nasta'in. And only you I seek help from. And thereafter, in other words, ta'limul mas'ala. We are taught how to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Now this, ihdina. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Lot of the translations of the Qur'an that you pick up, you will see what is the translation given of اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. Many Mufassirin say that this, technically this translation of what dua you are asking is not correct. Because sometimes a person, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, every rakat of every salah, he's making this, he's reading Surah Fatiha, and in essence he's making this dua. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, guide me to the straight path. Guide me. So what does it mean? Allah hasn't guided him. Allah hasn't showed him which is the straight path. This is why Tarjumanul Qur'an, Hibrul Ummah, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma says, technically, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ doesn't mean guide me to the straight path. What it means, ثَبِّتْنَا. اِهْدِنَا, in other words, ثَبِّتْنَا. Oh Allah, inspire me with the tawfiq to bring my life onto the straight path. Oh Allah, keep me firm on hidayat. Keep me firm on sirat al-mustaqim. This is what ihdina actually means. In other words, thabbitna. Give me that thabat. Give me that tawfiq and guidance to bring my life onto sirat al-mustaqim. What is sirat al-mustaqim? Sirat al-ladina namta alayhim. In other words, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or the way of the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam. So the reason I went into this is we see in the right of this riwayat of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that Rasulullah is saying, if you will read it with conviction, if you will read it with conviction, لَن تَقْرَأْ بِحَرْفٍ مِّنْهُمَا. You will not read a single letter, إِلَّا أُعْتِيتَهُ, except that Allah will give you, Allah will grant you its blessings, Allah will grant you its rewards. But there has to be this level of conviction, because Surah Fatiha is not just Ta'limul Mas'ala. Surah Fatiha, ulama ikram mentioned amongst the names of Surah Fatiha is this name, Surah Al-Tafwir. We have handed ourselves over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the explanation of that? They say very, very famous hadith, Hadith Qudsi. And what is Hadith Qudsi? Ulama explain it beautifully like this. They say it is the words of Allah on the lip of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The words of Allah on the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with regards to Surah Fatiha specifically, we find that قَسَمْتُ الصَّلَاةَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبَدِي. Allah says, I have divided your salah. I have divided, I made a distribution of your salah between me and my slave. And specifically Surah Fatiha, that when you stand up in salah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah responds to you. Hamidani Abdi, my slave has praised me. So we've used a lot of time, inshallah, we'll continue. It's one.